As Catholics, we set aside this Sunday to celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity in a special way. But in actuality, we are called to celebrate the Trinity each and every day because it is the central mystery of our faith. Every aspect of our lives as Christians should be an image of the Most Holy Trinity. In order to be a reflection of the Most Holy Trinity in our daily lives, we must first recall some of what has been revealed to us about the Trinity. As Catholics, we acknowledge the Trinity as three divine persons, yet one God. We do not confess three gods, but rather one God in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three persons are not like a math problem, one-third, one-third, one-third equals one, but really the mystery of one plus one plus one equals one. We know that all three persons of the Holy Trinity are co-equal and have always existed in a relationship of perfect love, one for the other. We believe the true essence of the Most Holy Trinity is love. Of course, God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-transcendent, but it is his everlasting, faithful, perfect, and self-sacrificing love that is his true essence. Through the Incarnation, Jesus came to reconnect us to the fellowship of his Trinitarian love that we lost through sin. He humbled himself to assume a human body so that we might have eternal life. We should therefore ask ourselves, what is it about the human body that is so important to our salvation? We are the only beings in all of creation that possess both a body and a soul. Why did God, who is only spirit, create us with a body? According to Pope St. John Paul II in his teachings on the theology of the body, God gave us physical bodies so that we might be physical manifestations of his Trinitarian love here on earth. In short, we are to use our bodies to love as God loves. Our bodies have a deep theological meaning, a God-given purpose from the very beginning of creation. We have all heard that we are created by God and that he has a plan for our lives. Yet it is shocking to most people in today's modern culture that God has a plan for our human sexuality. The good news is that God created our sexuality, so he does have a plan. God created us male and female for a reason. When a husband and wife are joined in the sacrament of matrimony, they become one flesh. They are called to give themselves to each other completely, faithfully, and permanently, holding nothing back, including their mutual fertility. This life-giving love between spouses is designed by God to be an image of the Most Holy Trinity here on earth. The Father, from all eternity, loves the Son and pours himself into the Son, and the Son loves the Father in return. This mutual love between the Father and the Son is so complete that the Holy Spirit proceeds from it. It is God's desire that every marriage be an image of his Trinitarian love. The husband should give himself without limits to his wife, and the wife should give herself in return to him without limits. It is through this imitation of the Trinity, this intimate love, that God brings a new life into the world, a child, a soul called to live eternal friendship with God. This is the only way that God has chosen to create new souls here on earth. What an awesome power we have as married couples to become co-creators with God. This is the true sacredness of God's plan for human sexuality, His plan for married love. This deep theological meaning of human sexuality must be honored if we are to live a grace-filled life. This is why the church does not waver on issues of chastity and purity. Anytime we separate sexual love from its true God-given purpose within marriage alone, we not only abuse ourselves and use others, but we also rebel against God, who has created us in His image and His likeness. Okay. The sins of sex outside of marriage, homosexuality, pornography, contraception, sterilization, and abortion all stem from a perversion of God's plan for human sexuality. These behaviors do not reflect the selfless, permanent, life-giving Trinitarian love between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you might be thinking that this does not pertain to you because you are beyond your childbearing years or not married yet. But it does. We are all called to chastity and commanded to live our lives in the image of the Most Holy Trinity. It is our responsibility to create a Catholic culture in the world around us. We all need to promote this Catholic culture in every stage of our lives. One of the ways that the church promotes God's plan for marital love is through natural family planning. Natural family planning is a way that married couples become aware of their mutual fertility and are then able to prayerfully and accurately decide whether to postpone or achieve pregnancy. Natural family planning, or NFP, is not Catholic contraception, but rather it is a scientifically proven, morally acceptable way for married couples to plan their family. Natural family planning is 100% natural and 99% effective in postponing pregnancy. Unlike oral contraceptive pills or IUDs, natural family planning is immediately reversible, completely free to use, with no harmful side effects, and has no potential for causing an early abortion. Natural family planning can even help some couples who struggle with infertility to achieve pregnancy. This is an important part. Couples who practice NFP also have a less than 5% divorce rate compared to the national average of over 50%. God's plan is always better than man's plan. Imagine if we could put NFP in a pill form. The whole world would be taking it. I can tell you without a doubt that the grace that my wife Kim and I received and have received through natural family planning has been life-changing. We have seen the same grace active in the lives of hundreds of married couples over our 20 years of teaching natural family planning. God wants to give those same graces to you and your marriage. If you are not using NFP in your marriage, I would encourage you to trust in God's loving plan for your marriage. God wants to pour out His grace on your marriage and the marriages of your children and your grandchildren as well. NFP is one of the single greatest gifts a marriage could receive. In conclusion, on this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we are commanded to be like God, to love in His image, to love God with all our hearts, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. This love should permeate our entire lives, physical, spiritual, financial, and yes, even sexual. Today, let us renew our commitment through the power and grace that we will receive in the Eucharist to be a bright, shining example of what it means to live in the image and likeness of the Most Holy Trinity and to bring God's love to the rest of the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.